Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through our online affiliates around the world, including our friends at iHeartRadio. We're glad you all could join us as well. I'm excited to welcome back my friend, award-winning author Colette O'Harrell, to our broadcast today. Colette's someone who's been able to write some great stories herself and entertain, but also to be able to connect individuals as well. I first met her because of her book Later, but she's also been able to be a part of other projects, and this year she's been quite busy out there being able to meet her fans, but also she's hosting her own events this year as well. We're going to talk to her about that, what she has coming up with her upcoming Writer's Brunch that I have the privilege of being a guest at coming up in August, but also let you guys know how to stay connected with her as well. Colette, glad to have you back with us here on Conversations Live.
I am so glad to be here with you. It's exciting. All 2024 promises much for many.
Well, look, I agree with that. I agree with that, Colette. And you've already been busy. You've been out there, you know, meeting with readers, making new readers, but also, of course, gearing up for your own events. Talk to us about this year. What has it been like for you to be out there doing what you love when it comes to writing, but also being able to meet new readers as well?
It has been a whirlwind. I have truly been blessed. I've just finished my newest novel, Chasing Different. It is the first book in a trilogy, and I will have that released on June the 4th, and I am excited about that. I'm already writing the second book to the trilogy, which is Finding Different, with our plan to come out in September. So no breaks here, no breaks.
Right, right. And look, so that's interesting hearing you say that with the second book coming out in September, because before that, you do have your writer's brunch that's going to be happening with your, you know, being able to bring authors together. I want to talk about the two worlds you've been a part of, Colette. One is being an author yourself and being able to find your own readers, but you've also been able to help other authors find their audience too. What has it been like for you to kind of be the best of both worlds, of being someone who's enjoying that privilege and gift yourself, but also helping others as well?
You know, it is truly a privilege and a gift. You made that very, very valid statement, and I want to let people know that when you are becoming a writer, one of the things that's so important is to learn and hone your craft. And I don't think we ever stop learning. I think there's always new processes, new methodologies out. And so to be able to engage instructors, people who are experts, people who are skilled, with people who want to learn more has been my greatest love. So I'm just excited about authors being able to sit under skilled people like you as a partner, a media partner for the retreat, being able to have you there. Not only will people get to be interviewed on one of your shows, but they'll also get to hear your expertise as a publicist. I don't think people know just how you're so busy lauding other people. I don't think they know just how skilled you are in providing promotion and marketing, and you're someone that they can greatly learn from. I think the other person that's going to knock their socks off is best-selling New York Times best-selling person. This is Victoria Christopher Murray, who also has 5 books that have gone to movies, and she also has a well-established career as a teacher for people who are trying to not just start their careers but take it to the next level. So I'm excited. I've sat in on her classes before, and she is a phenomenal teacher.
Right. And, you know, I'm so glad. I don't think you know this, Colette. I've known Victoria Christopher Murray for some time, probably some 17 years. She and I have never met in person. And so this will be the first, at your event, will be the first time we've met in person. Now her partner in crime, Rashonda Tate Billingsley, our book club hosted her here in Mississippi. But Victoria and I have never met each other in person. So this will be our first time at your event. So I'm looking forward to that selfie for sure. I want to stay with that for a second, Colette, because as you mentioned, having Victoria Christopher Murray there, I'm a fan of hers myself. So I'm looking forward to that. What has that been like for you to have people like her who see your gift and want to be a part of what you're doing? What has that been like for you?
It's extremely humbling. I spent a lot of time thanking God in gratitude for opening the doors he's opening, for bringing people. I just want to talk about some of the other presenters that are going to be there. I mean, sure. We have best-selling author of children, YA, adult fiction, and nonfiction. We have Manswell T. Peterson coming in, and he's going to teach a workshop. He has a bestseller called Writing a Book is the Easy Part that speaks to all of us who have written books and don't know how to get it out there to people. So he's coming and bringing his expertise. We have, in addition, Sandy Hemphill, who's a nonfiction workshop instructor. So even for those people who say, oh, it's not for me, these are all fiction writers, no. We have someone who's going to be teaching on nonfiction. And the title of her workshop is Elevate Your Expertise. And then to bring it all together, we have publisher and author Stephanie Bridges, who will be sharing on Free Money for Authors on how to fund your writing career. Because let's face it, it's not cheap to get out here and do a job and do the job well. So she's going to talk about free money available for all writers. So this is exciting. For all of the people who said yes, thank you so much. I am appreciative of you bringing your skills into the mansion that weekend.
Yeah, and we're going to let our audience know how they could be able to get more information. But I do want to say for those joining us via the podcast, if you guys are joining us on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and more, you will find the link to the Eventbrite literally with this segment. So make sure you guys click on that. Make sure you guys take advantage of being a part of it. It's very affordable to be a part of this event, so we definitely want you guys to be a part of it if you're in the area. We're going to let you guys know more about the details about when it is, what city it's in, and everything a little bit later. I want to go back a little bit and ask you about the why of this, Colette, because one thing Colette didn't do here, and I fuss at her about this lately, she forgot herself. She's going to be pouring into individuals because she has things to be able to share as well. So Colette, we want to remind people this is Colette Horrell and Friends. So Colette is the one who put all this together. Where did the idea for this come from, Colette?
I have been sitting in workshops, learning and honing my craft, sharing what I've learned with other authors, those who are established and those who are emerging. I just had a phone call the other night with an established author, and she didn't know some of the things I was telling her. And these are from workshops I've sat in on. And I thought, what better way to bring everyone together than to have a retreat where we can have an intensive, so some people, the VIP people, are coming in on Friday and will be there till Monday. So reach out to me at Colette, at ColetteHorrell.com. We have one spot left. And then others are coming in for the one-day workshop, which is the Writer's Brunch. And I must tell you that I have learned so much, and I have been in overflow that I want to share it, and I want to see all of us win. And sometimes it's not because we can't, it's because we don't know. And so this sharing of information will bring us all, it'll level us all up and enhance all of our repertoire to go forth and do well. So I'm excited. And I guess I don't put me out there first because I'm so excited about the people who said yes.
Look, well, I get that, but we're excited about meeting you. I haven't met you either, Colette, so I'm excited about being able to get our selfie together, too, and to be able to learn from you, too. And you said something earlier that is so important, and I want to go back to it because I think it kind of ties this all in what you're doing leading up to the retreat, Colette, but also the continued journey, and that is we never stop learning. Because this industry, the book world, is constantly changing. What has that been like for you to realize yourself, Colette, but also to share with others that it's not like you learn it one time and you have it for the rest of your career, that you have to continue to evolve and grow and learn?
I started this process in 2014, and what I knew then was kind of fill a thimble, right? It was so minute. And over the years, things have changed, processes have changed. Some of the platforms we're on, like Amazon, has grown tremendously. And so we have to grow with it. AI is out here. You can't sleep on all of these new ways and methods people are using to keep up. And so being able to share that experience with people, going to these consistent workshops and learning from people who are staying abreast in different fields has allowed me to say, this is information we all need. This is information and rooms we all need to be in. And let's face it, success is all about being in the right rooms. And so I want to bring everybody in, and let's, like I said, win together.
Such a great point. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome award-winning author Colette Oharel to our broadcast today. We're talking with her about her own journey as a storyteller and what it's been like for her to write books that she loves. As you heard her say, there's at least two that we can expect from her coming up this year, but also what she's doing to connect readers and authors as well to make sure that they are educated as well as, of course, are being able to be inspired too. So you were mentioning, of course, the event that's coming up in August. We're going to dive more into that. But you have something coming up in June. You mentioned your first book of this year is coming out in June, Colette. But talk to our audience about what you're doing around Juneteenth.
I am doing the Juneteenth Bash, and that Bash stands for Black Authors Spotlight on Heritage. And I am inviting 40 authors free of charge to provide the entire community with the knowledge of what their books are, what their books are about, giving them an opportunity to speak to the crowd. I am also having a skit. We're having musicians. We're having refreshments. I just got word that it's been an okay for one of the agencies, nonprofit agencies here in the city, will bring their health van and do free screening. So I have some other surprises coming that are all free of charge. So it's free for authors to have a table. It is free for readers to come in and talk to their favorite local authors. I have some authors that are already talking about coming in from out of state. And so I'm excited about it. It is the first. I have partnered with the Columbus Metropolitan Library System, and they will also allow me to do this annually. So this is going to be the first, but it won't be the last.
Awesome. What a great thing. And we're going to be letting people know how to stay connected with you, Colette, and all of the great things we're talking about here at The Light. We're talking about new books from you, upcoming in-person events. Let's talk about that for a second because, I mean, the elephant in the room is, Colette, for a lot of people, some people are just really coming out of being, locked in, going back to in-person. What has it been like for you over the past few years in particular to be back out, being able to meet with readers and connect with people in person?
Really been exciting. It took a long time for us, I think, all to get over the fear of coming out, but once we came back out, it was like coming home again. There's nothing better than being able to engage with readers, and I have maybe 5 or 6 more events in the next couple of months.
Wow.
Where I get to engage with them. There's just so much going on. Columbus is booming right now. You know, we have I sit on the Ohio Writers Association Board, and the Ohio Writers Association Board is having a writers conference on May the 4th. And so that's going to be a very a beautiful day, and we have people coming in, even experts talking about AI and how it affects authors today. And
wow.
So even one of them is an attorney that will be talking about AI. And so there's just a lot going on, and I think that we're all getting into the thick of things and engaging again, and I'm right in there with everybody else. I'm excited to meet my readers. So if you go to my event calendar on my website, you can definitely see where I'll be and where I'll be in the next 4 or 5 months. I think I've updated it. So please come out.
So a lot then for us to be able to think about then, Colette. So for Colette, you know, how do you for yourself, because, I mean, I think the other big thing is, you know, when people look at you, they look at the books that you have on Amazon right now. They see you at events. I mean, what has that been like for you to be seeing yourself as an example of what's possible?
Wow, I had to take a moment for that because I think that when you become visible to people, you become more real. And I think at that point, you know, a lot of people aren't hugging today because of COVID, but I guess I'm a thrill seeker. I'm still hugging people. I'm still taking pictures and selfies with people. I'm still being able to engage with people who maybe they've been following me since book one. And just having the opportunity to hug their necks because they've continued to support me means everything to me. So I'm for being able to. I met someone Saturday at the Bridges Book Festival, and she has every one of my books. And so just to be able to hug her meant the world to me.
Yeah. And let's just say this, and not to put you on the spot, but I think it's important to go back to this because, Colette, a lot of this would not be happening if it was not for you. Talk to us about how you've been making sure not to leave yourself behind because I think it's great you're spotlighting other people. I know people are going to be excited to meet, you know, Victoria Christopher Murray, meet Manswell, get that information. But again, it is Colette Arreal that is bringing this together. You're the one, you're the bridge builder here. What has that been like for you and how much are you having to work on yourself to make sure that you don't forget that you're the one that's been gifted with this opportunity to bring people together?
I've done several things. I am in devotion every morning with a group of dynamic women. And so prayer holds me. It allows me to clear my mind. And then I've recently started to set my alarm during the day to just stop, meditate, breathe.
Oh, good.
Pray so I can reset. Because I found myself getting overwhelmed with spreadsheets and dotting my I's and crossing my T's. And I thought, if I see one more Excel sheet, oh, no. And so I had to just dial back and allow myself to also be present in my wins. I'm in a book group with some wonderful authors, and we start our meetings every week with what was your win this week. And so that's helped me to stop and refocus on my wins. And so just engaging with people who are filling my cup, remembering to fill my own cup, remembering that even if I got a no today, I have to look at the yeses that I received and not get bogged down by that, but to know that I should be present in all of the wins. And so that's helped me. That's helped me a lot. So self-care, recreating your wins in your head so that you have esteem to go forward, and then learning to be organized and learning also to stop at a certain time each day because you still have family.
Look, I'm still working on that one. So I was with you up until that last part.
I know that about you. I don't want to tell your secrets, but your day starts awfully early.
Right, right.
I can be talking to you at 6 a.m. and you're up and percolating. So.
Right. That ending part. Yeah, you had me up until that part. Ending at a certain part of the day. Yeah, I'm still working on that part.
And I think for those of us doing so much, that it's hard to stop, to put a hard stop to our days.
Well, Colette, let me say this, and I think I can speak for you too and so many others, especially when you love what you do. You know, it makes it, it's like playing, right? I mean, it's work, but it is when you're having such enjoyment in it. I did think about something in this conversation when I was prepping for this versus our other conversations, Colette. I noticed on the Eventbrite page, and again, for those joining us via the podcast, we invite you guys to click on that Eventbrite page. For those joining us on the radio side, we'll put it on our Facebook page for you guys, that at the top of it says Colette Harrell Literary Events. Do you see this becoming a series of you, Colette Harrell and Friends? Is this something you would like to see continue to grow and expand?
I'm so glad you asked me that, because I would have forgotten to say this is also the first annual.
There you go.
So it is something I'll be doing annually along with the Juneteenth Bash. I am working on an additional project for and just to kind of, it's going to be called the Literary. It's going to be a literary hub, excuse me for stumbling on that, but I'm excited about that. It's going to be with collaboration with some other authors, and all of these other authors also do events. They also do more than just, they have publishing companies. They have festivals themselves, and they also are authors. So I'm excited about us coming around the table and deciding what can we do in the Ohio state area that we can promote and bring more people here. And so I believe in the Bible it states that success is geographical. Moses was told where to go. Abraham was told where to go. I believe that we can be successful here. We just have to create the environment and then extend the invitation for people to come in.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I totally agree. So let's recap here, Colette. Again, everyone, for those who are just tuning in, the first annual Colette Harrell and Friends is coming up on Saturday, August the 24th. This is going to be taking place in Columbus, Ohio. So I want you guys to make sure you mark that date, Saturday, August the 24th in Columbus, Ohio, Colette Harrell and Friends Writers Brunch with very special guests, New York Times bestselling author Victoria Christopher Murray, myself, and others will be there as well. So Colette, talk to them about what they can expect that day, and then, of course, how they can stay connected with you for all the updates and to be able to get their ticket.
Well, it'll be a beautiful day. Everyone will receive a swag bag with goodies. You'll also have, we've already talked about the presenters, which is almost more than enough. However, we want to go one better, and they'll be interviewed by you. So if they get their tickets, please make sure you get in contact with me so that we can send their book to you so that it can be read before you interview them. So we want to make sure that they know that, get your tickets early while it's the early bird special. Also, in addition to that, we have Chef Robbie, who has just received the acknowledgement of Best Brunch in the City of Columbus, and he is going to be fixing our brunch. So we will have a fabulous brunch of shrimp and grits and fried chicken and waffles and all the accessories that goes with, including a sparkling cider mimosas. So we're going to have a fabulous day. We're going to have fun. And so please get your tickets now. You don't want to miss out, because tickets and seating is limited.
There you go. So again, Colette Harrell and Friends Writers Brunch with New York Times bestselling author Victoria Christopher Murray, hosted by the one and only Colette R. Harrell, who's joining us today. Colette, this time always flies by with us, but I always enjoy these conversations with you. A lot of great things happening for you, two new books you've told us about, upcoming events, so a lot of opportunities for us. Again, let our audience know how they can stay connected with you.
You can stay connected with me on Facebook, Colette Harrell. You can stay connected with me on my website, which is https://www.coletthorrell.com, and you can see all my media links on my website. So make it easy breezy. Go to my website and engage.
All right, Colette, congratulations to you again. We know we have other conversations that will be coming up before August, but definitely looking forward to our next chat together.
I am too, and thank you, as always, for having me on your show. It is always a blast.
Look, it's my pleasure for sure, and we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now, let's go make today amazing. Take care.